This is Fresh Air. Rumman Alam's popular novel Leave the World Behind was a finalist for the National Book Award and was made into a movie. Alam's new novel is called Entitlement, and it focuses on the dangerous allure of what's been called our new gilded age. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Rumman Alam's best-selling novel, Leave the World Behind, was an inspired swirl of suspense, social commentary, and apocalyptic disaster story. Given that it was published in the early fall of 2020, the novel eerily coincided with the this-can't-be-happening atmosphere of denial and dread that prevailed during the first year of the pandemic. As a superb novel that unintentionally met its moment, Leave the World Behind is an almost impossible act to follow. Maybe that's why Entitlement, Alam's just published novel, is set earlier in the before times of the Obama administration. What Alam's main character, a 33-year-old black woman named Brooke, thinks to herself as the good luck of a boring moment in the world's long history. Brooke has just landed a job as a program manager at a foundation in Manhattan established by a white billionaire in his 80s named Asher Jaffe. Asher, whose only child, a daughter, died at her desk at Cantor Fitzgerald on 9/11, is determined to shed his fortune before his death. Brooke, who's abandoned a career teaching the arts at a charter school in the Bronx, is hired to help funnel Asher's money to deserving causes. Midway through the novel, Brooke comes to believe that the most deserving cause is herself. This plot premise, the power of great wealth and elite society to corrupt a wide-eyed young person, has fueled many a story, particularly New York stories, from The Great Gatsby to The Devil Wears Prada. Brooke, who's adopted, is the daughter of a white single mother named Maggie, a lawyer who advocates for reproductive rights and who's disappointed by her daughter's new job. While lingering in the hallway outside her mother's kitchen, Brooke overhears Maggie complain about her to a friend. "I spent a small fortune on Vassar, and she's a secretary to some zillionaire." But Brooke is charged up by Asher's faith in her and by the revelatory freedom of his life advice. "Demand something from the world," Asher commands Brooke. "Demand the best. Demand it." And so she does, whipping out her corporate credit card to buy $1,000 heels at Saks, creatively fiddling with figures on a mortgage application to qualify for the kind of apartment that, as Brooke thinks to herself, she could tether her life to. It would be her spouse, hold close her secrets, promise a steadfastness that people could not. People failed. The real estate market did not. Entitlement is about money, race, identity, privilege, class, and consumption, inexhaustible topics that Alam has deftly and wittily explored in his earlier books. But while there are scattered charged moments here, there's an overall undercooked feel to this novel. As a target for social criticism, Asher, the self-congratulatory old white philanthropist being chauffeured around the city in his Bentley, is a character as broad and flat as a Times Square billboard. Brooke, our protagonist, remains a cipher. When an aunt she seems to have been close to dies, Brooke was baffled as to why she felt nothing at all. A void which itself is a cliche of fictional character development. On a night out with good friends that ends in an argument about inherited wealth, Brooke, we're told again, looked at her two oldest friends and felt, strangely, nothing. Neither Brooke nor Asher seems all that curious about themselves, their interior lives, which makes it harder for a reader to generate interest. They're vessels for ideas, rather than vital embodiments of how humans incorporate and sometimes resist those ideas. The opening scene of this novel takes place in the subway, where, as in the actual New York City of 2016, a psycho, dubbed the Subway Pricker, is jabbing women with a hypodermic needle. Brooke herself eventually falls victim and is infected with, well, we don't know with what exactly. Maybe metaphorically, the conviction that she, like Asher, is entitled to something bigger and better. Maybe. But as it happened, I hardly gave that creeper's jab another thought, which is of a piece with my disappointment in this accomplished yet strangely inert novel.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Entitlement by Ruman Alam. If you'd like to catch up on interviews you've missed, like our conversation with actress Demi Moore, starring in the new horror movie The Substance, or with pioneering TV journalist Connie Chung, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of Fresh Air interviews. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and get our producers' recommendations for what to watch, read, and listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Roberta Shorrock, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Susan Yakundi, Joel Wolfram, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producers are Molly C.V. Nesper and Sabrina Seward. Thea Challoner directed today's show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.